This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands up.
But it's not.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ah, of course. ENN tonight.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
That's right. Both.
On both.
Yeah, sure. And shout out to our sponsor, Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you. Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. Also have to mention Sunday Night Baseball, which is also brought to you by Nissan. Every single Sunday night, you can hear Sunday Night Baseball right here, courtesy of our friends at Nissan. Go to NissanUSA.com today.
Let's Ray Rowe.
Saying good evening to Dave.
Liver spots.
Good evening to myself. Steve Cohen has the appetite for beef. Good evening to myself. One of your children is jailed in a bank heist. And lastly, good evening to both Dave and myself. A legitimate theater that holds 1,000 people bash for Harry.
I think that would be great. Like, maybe rent out a theater. Why?
I'll tell you what. I believe so far, Andrew,
kill that.
So far in the last couple of days, that would be the drop that has the best chance of going to March.
Michael won't allow anything but anything from your show to be in Drop Madness. So.
Well, this is from the show.
No, but I mean, like, from one of you three or four or five on the show.
No, that's not true.
Tell me, I don't think he'll allow.
Yeah, you hear that?
So that's going to be in.
You hear that Carlin drop right there?
Yeah.
That was in Drop Madness.
All right, listen, put it in. I think that would do well in Drop Madness.
I think it's a tremendous, tremendous
You know when you go to a diner and you can sit up by the flat top? What is that called?
The counter?
Counter?
Yeah, the counter.
See? That's very solid. Very solid as well. Well, we're talking about Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. Specifically, you know, Yankees fans are going, the only one who could be considered is Aaron Judge. This is the greatest season we've ever seen. Don't get me wrong. It's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant season. If he wins MVP, I'll celebrate. Love the guy. Root for him. He's the player that I watch the most in baseball. But I simply said I believe Shohei Ohtani's performance this season impresses me more. Hasn't been done in, 100 years, Dave?
Shohei Ohtani, again, I mean, I feel like we're going round and round. By the way, the odds.
The odds don't favor me.
Which Andrew sent in a very bizarre text message. Judge is minus 900.
Holy crap.
And Ohtani's plus 600. So Caesar
he's clearly the heavy favorite.
I mean, that's a huge favorite. Huge. Yeah.
Big,
you're not going to win this. So I don't know. If I were you at this point, I would let sleeping dogs lie. But if you want to continue to argue, you can, certainly.
No, because I don't. It's really hard to explain. It's not that I think I'm going to be proven right and he's going to win. It's that it's not an absurd thing to think. And I'm tired of annoying sports fans hearing an opinion that's different than theirs and immediately deciding you must not know anything.
I think that's the genesis of the issue. I think you are hurt from the fan that has reached out to you and said nasty things.
Many people. And it's so this lazy I'm just sick of the lazy basic narrative by these dimwits who think they know so much about sports. When the sad part is they may know a lot about sports and no one's ever going to hear it except them and their loser friends. They're never going to be able to talk about it, let alone get paid to talk about it.
Well, maybe that's why they dislike you so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they dislike me because I worked harder than them. And while they were sitting around eating Doritos and watching football, I was interning at a radio station so I could one day talk about football. That's your fault, not mine. So now you don't like my takes and I know nothing? Fraud. Fraud.
Well,
you
Doritos are great.
Call up and let's argue it out instead of your tweet.
Yes, let's argue it out. I like that.
Call up and explain to me how it's crazy for someone to think Ohtani's the best player in baseball this year. I understand you can disagree, but the idea that it's crazy to me when he's doing things that haven't been done in 100 years is wild.
He's having a phenomenal season. The team stinks. In my estimation, what Judge has done makes him the MVP. Does
Fair
it
enough.
Take anything away from Ohtani? No, he's having a historical season, but if you take him off that team, they still stink. That's my take on
it. You know what? Listen, if that is the argument, if it really is simply that, who impacts their team more in terms of wins, I think you probably win that argument. You're right. Although, you know what? Let's wait to see where this Yankee season finishes, Dave.
It because really is. It's slowly
we're almost,
like, hemorrhaging, isn't it?
Right. I mean, we're talking about two different teams. I mean, he was the MVP on a much better team for the first 2 months. Andrew, do me a favor. Can we compare the records of the Angels and the Yankees over the last 2 months? Wonder how big a gap there is.
Yeah, but Peter, they were 40 games over.
I understand they were.
And listen, I don't like the Yankees. The fact that you have me sitting here defending the Yankees
that's great stuff.
Very ironic, but they ran away with this division because of Aaron Judge.
They were running away.
It's seven games.
Now they're slowing down.
They've been bad lately. Now, but not because of Aaron Judge.
No, not because of Aaron Judge, and the Angels haven't been bad because of Shohei Ohtani. But let's go back to last night and hear what Judge had to do.
The 1-1. High drive. Left center. Trout back. Looking up. See ya, number 50. Aaron Judge connects for his 50th home run of the year, and it's 4-3 Angels.
Great call by known bad guy Michael Kay. By the way, a lot of Yankee fans there, and also just Judge's popularity at this point. He's obviously at a in that home run watch territory, Dave, where beyond the Yankee fans who went out in Anaheim, you're just out there. Kids are just out there rooting for Aaron Judge.
I think he's a great story. But, you know, this is not singular to Judge. If you remember, like, McGuire, people would go crazy with him. And Sosa, they went crazy with him. And Bonds, they went crazy with him when they were on the road. So, yeah, it's certainly we haven't seen it in years. But this is not something we've never seen before. People love the home run, especially people that are rooting for a team that's irrelevant, right? It's easy to go there and root for Aaron Judge.
Absolutely. And a great time.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Let's go to basketball for a moment, get away from the Judge Ohtani of it all, and hear from Woj, asked if the news of R.J. Barrett's contract signals the end of a pursuit of Donovan Mitchell.
There's still a pathway. It's more complicated, but R.J. Barrett now, 4 years, nearly $120 million, you know, averaged 20 points in his third season in New York. He could still be a part of the package. It just becomes more complicated now for New York and Utah to do a Donovan Mitchell trade. I expect they'll start talking again here at some point before camp. Utah really doesn't have traction anywhere else right now on Donovan Mitchell talks. Again, the Knicks, their depth of draft picks separates them from the rest of the league. That's what Danny Ainge values in a trade deal. But R.J. Barrett is a player Utah really wanted, really values, and at least now they know what his contract extension looks like. It's agreed to in New York. He'll sign it, and so they wouldn't have to negotiate that with him if they did trade for him.
I just am trying to think about, Andrew, do we know who what the other packages are out there that are really potentially appealing for Utah and Donovan Mitchell?
I've heard Miami is very intrigued.
And what would Miami give up?
They'd have to give up players. I mean, that's what Han said earlier, and that's what I've heard as well. Miami doesn't have
Talking about, like, Tyler Hero?
Like, yeah, really? I mean, Tyler Herro's he's a terrific young player. He's not making a lot of money. Like what do you? I guess if you, I guess it goes back to Utah. What is Utah looking to do? Do they want to strip this thing down to the nub, to the core, and like start from scratch? Because I mean, you don't think Tyler Herro's an attractive piece?
Oh, I do, absolutely. But if that's what you're, but to your point, if you're, he's a piece. If you're trying to make moves now, I mean, he's a young player, so he could.
But
stick it
but
out.
Tyler Herro is a, he's a baby. What is he?
20? He's 23 or something.
Okay, so I mean, you have him under control for a long time.
He just had a baby, though. He had his own baby. That baby had a baby.
How do you know he had a baby?
I saw it on social media.
Really? That Tyler Herro had a baby? He's 22, by the way.
22, yeah.
22
I
years
forgot
old. We had a baby.
You know these athletes. They get after it, bro.
So could you imagine being a dad at 22?
Listen, I'm still trying to be a dad. I'm 43. And by the way, I feel like after watching all of my friends have kids, watching my niece and nephew who are now 14, being around it for the last 15 years, I feel like I'll be like moderately prepared when it's time to be a parent.
You think that until
I said moderately.
Yeah,
I said moderately.
Until like every 90 minutes they're wailing.
Right, exactly.
And haven't slept. And you just said before you do morning radio, you do afternoon radio.
No, I'll be dead. I'll be a zombie.
It's having a child is very difficult. It's the greatest
22,
reward.
22 is an impossible thing to fathom.
Yeah, but I'm can't imagine, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I can't imagine Tyler Herro is waking up for like every middle of the night feeding, you know?
Don't think?
No, I would think probably not.
You think they're getting help, or you think she's doing it?
I think they probably have some help. Like maybe a night nurse kind of thing. Wouldn't you think so?
I would think that, yeah, he's probably not waking up in the middle of the night.
Right.
But yeah, listen, I think Tyler Herro is a great piece. If that is what motivates them, not just a ton of draft picks, but what player they can get back who could contribute now, the Knicks don't have anything, especially if they're keeping R.J. Barrett. The
Correct.
Knicks don't have anything to compete with Tyler Herro.
So Tyler Herro makes $5.7 million this coming season and just under $8 million the following season. So it's not like he's making a lot of money.
No, that's fantastic.
Almost feels like the Knicks locked up R.J. Barrett solely so that Utah wouldn't want him.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
All right, let's move along, shall we? Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander to the IL with a calf injury. MRI was done on his right calf. No muscle fiber disruption, though. That's good news, they say.
No muscle. I mean, come on. What you're reading it straight from the copy.
Muscle fiber disruption? No, that's in my
mind. Okay.
MFD is what that's called for short.
MFD, you call it MFD?
Yeah. I mean, I know you'd like to shorten things like MAGE and that kind of stuff. I'm surprised you didn't just say no MFD when you were doing the story.
Let's see. The Nets are finalizing a deal with Markieff Morris. One-year deal pending a physical.
Okay.
Man, the Nets love bringing in.
Yeah.
An aging big man, don't
they? Oh, they love it.
I mean, there's nothing.
Have they moved on from Andre Drummond, or is he still going to be doing what he does over there in Brooklyn?
I know. If you're 6'9 and higher and 31 and older, you got a home in Brooklyn.
Right.
Okay?
The Plumleys probably aren't old enough, right?
Yeah, no. Mason Plumley's got 3 years before he comes to the Nets.
And there was another Plumley.
Yeah, what was the other Plumley's name again?
There was Mason.
I think it was Shumley.
No, it wasn't Shumley Plumley?
Yeah, I believe that was his name.
I don't think that's accurate. No, there was a third. There's the twins, and then there was a third who also played at Duke.
God, they were so hated.
Oh, Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah.
And I think he was like an Army Ranger or something now.
Mason Plumley. He's 32, actually. He's prime.
Oh, he's right in the wheelhouse. I'm surprised they don't sign him.
He's on the Hornets, but he would be perfect to go.
Right? If you have a big man, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, you have a big man who's got very little left, Blake Griffin, we are the place for you.
Miles played for Duke and plays for the Perth Wildcats of the Australian League. Marshall played for Duke.
And I think it was like an Army Ranger or something.
And his sister, Madeline, played volleyball for Notre Dame.
That's an athletic family, huh?
and yet looked, I don't know if I've ever seen someone look more unathletic than him during college.
Who, the Plumleys?
Yeah, like Mason Plumley, the way he moved in college was so gawky and lame.
It's not a great name. Plumley is not exactly a ideal name. Right?
Yeah, by the way, no one has bought a Plumley jersey, except unless your name's Plumley. If you're related to
but the
Plumleys.
But the Twins are actually pretty good. Miles and Mason are pretty decent NBA players.
Miles still in the NBA, too?
Who knows?
Right. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty. Let's go to the NFL for a moment. Commanders rookie running back Brian Robinson is released from the hospital after being shot twice in the legs.
That's good news.
An attempted robbery. He'll meet with team doctors today, probably already did, I would imagine, to determine the extent of rehab. The team remains optimistic about his chances of playing this season. Thing is, this season is really broad. Like, he's a rookie. If you get him back, Dave, there's such a huge difference between getting him back in October and December.
Right. If he comes back November, and now he has to be introduced to his first snaps in the NFL, and you have to, I mean, I'd hope not, but is he possibly somewhat compromised from being shot multiple times also? And now he has to learn the rigors and the speed of the NFL game? Yeah, it's a rough story. It really is. It
sucks. I do not love this story. The greatest quarterback in the history of preseason football is jobless. Chris
numerous Trevor. Numerous great preseason heroes are now without work.
In fact, and two in this city alone.
Three.
Chris Streveler, Davis Webb,
and Alec Bachman, who had the most catches in all of preseason football this year, also unemployed at the moment.
What an absolute joke preseason football
is. It really is. Can we please, I'm begging, and you know how much I love football, can we please eliminate preseason football?
Just
please.
Dead it all together, you're saying.
Can we do practices, do scrimmages? I do not need to watch preseason football.
Yeah, you and I, me, you, Dave.
Yeah.
We're in lockstep.
Yeah. I don't know how you could have another take.
Honestly, and this is, it's part of what makes me think that Ira from Staten Island is a raging, dangerous maniac.
What in the world am I doing?
That's an
he's
Ira.
He's a dangerous human.
Yeah.
Why? Because he enjoys preseason football?
The fact that he goes to every preseason game. Look, he asked himself the same question I'm thinking. Go ahead. Ask yourself, Ira. Ask yourself the question again.
What in the world am I doing?
You don't even know what you're doing.
No, nobody knows. Alex had never been to a football game, right?
Okay.
And last August, before his birthday, so he's 10. Dad, I've never been. You have to take me. I said, fine. But I'm weird. I won't go to a game on a Sunday because then I miss every game, and I won't do that. So I got ticket. I said, do you want to go to preseason? He said, yes, anything. Took him to Giants-Jets preseason. We're there for like 10 minutes. He enjoyed it because it's cool to be at the stadium and watch the game. I almost fell asleep. Like, it's just, it's unbearable to watch preseason football.
It's like almost weird. Because I love it so much.
But not, like, Gunling, you love, right? Like, you and I have our moments because I'm mean to you and you love the Eagles and I love the Giants. But you love football. I look at you as a really good football fan. If I told you tomorrow preseason football was no more, would that even impact you at all?
It would impact me in a good way.
Because you hate preseason football.
Oh, yeah. I'd drive it to the airport. I'd wave goodbye.
Yes.
I'd have no problem with that whatsoever.
It's terrible.
It's such a strange thing when a regular season game, like if I have nothing to do, and the Jaguars are playing the Lions, and it's game on Thursday night, I'm watching.
Yeah, see, that's not even for me a nothing to do. I'm not making plans any Thursday night the entirety of the football season because there's going to be a game.
You know what? That may be one thing where you and I. That you're going, you're crossing one bridge that I won't cross.
No, I'm not making Thursday plans.
Andrew, what do you think about that? That's psycho to me. He's Ira Jace.
Really?
You won't make Thursday plans because of football?
I'm watching every Thursday night game.
I mean, I won't make Thursday plans if my team is playing.
Correct.
Now, here we go.
But I'm going to have to side with Peter.
what a surprise. But you think my take is, like, wild?
Yeah, way crazier than my Shohei Ohtani take. That's
no,
sure.
Andrew, which take is more wild?
Peter's Ohtani take isn't wild.
Go to break. Honestly, wild.
I don't know that I agree with
them. Commercials, there's sponsors. I think I have a read. You want me to start my read?
Hold on.
I got a Hulu Lakers. I could do it right now.
Isn't it possible you just have bad takes? Even on the table?
No. Why is that not on the table?
Why? Because I don't want to make plans on Thursday nights during football season. That crazy? Because I'm passionate? Because I love football?
Let's go over the Thursday games real quick.
All right.
Bills Rams next week.
I'm sure you guys will make it. You go out for sushi. Take Natalie out for an extended birthday celebration.
But here's the
thing.
You
don't care.
You can go to dinner. And, like, if you might miss the first quarter, you're good. You watch the rest of the game.
The first quarter, I'm not doing it.
Bills Rams week one. Chargers Chiefs week two.
Mm-hmm.
Week three, Steelers Browns.
That's a good game.
It's a fine game.
It's a good game.
It's on paper. If they're both good, it's a good game.
It's a good game. The Browns are good. The Steelers are rebuilding. Their defense is always good. It's a good game.
Everyone keeps saying the Browns are good. Show me with Deshaun Watson.
I can't do it sitting here on August 30th, but I think the Browns are going to be a competitive team this year.
Everyone seems to think that, but I've heard that story before. Let's go to here's a good one. Thursday the 29th, Dolphins at the Bengals.
That's a great game.
Great game. The Dolphins are going to play.
You'll be out having, like, Mexican food and not watching.
After that, you have the Colts and the Broncos.
That's a terrific game.
Terrific game. Those could be two pretty good football teams.
Those could be two of the top six teams in the AFC this year.
Two of the top six in the AFC?
Yes.
Oh, then you'll be very excited for October 13th when my Washington Commanders travel to the Chicago Bears.
That's a bad game. Let's be honest. That's a bad game.
I mean, listen, I don't believe that the Commanders are going to be a bad team, but who cares?
That's a grotesque game. If you ever want, now you won't because that's your team, but if Andrew wanted to have his college buddies that they share a bed with, all of them get together and maybe like pack into a phone booth or something,
we're all grown up now.
Saints Cardinals the following week.
That's a good game.
Eagles Texans in Houston. That's a dog. Sorry.
That's not a great game. Yeah, I agree.
Eagles are going to pound them. That's nothing.
By the way, I'm getting tweets all over the place that just completely agree with me.
That don't make plans on
Thursdays to watch the football. Unless part of the plans is to watch the football.
How about December 22nd, the Jaguars at the Jets?
Yeah, that's an unattractive game.
I'll be locked in.
I think that
you definitely will be locked in.
I'll be locked in.
Listen, I hear you. And if I'm going out to dinner on a Thursday, I wouldn't mind going somewhere with a TV, but not making plans for Thursday night football.
So your week wide open. Week's wide open. Yeah, Natalie says, you know, Peter, we haven't been out for dinner. I'd like to go out and grab some food and hang out as a couple. She says, I'm good. I could go Wednesday or I could go Thursday. Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Well, I would go Wednesday because I have therapy on Thursday night. Therapy takes me right up until actually past kickoff.
So you can discuss with your therapist the obsession of why people need to watch football every single Thursday.
By the way, you need a team of therapists working 24
hours
a day, 7 days a
week. That's what Kay says. Kay says I should spend time in Vienna with
the
therapist.
Yeah, well, you need to be studied. Like, you should be treated like Michael Myers, where, like, Dr. Loomis has a team following you every moment. That will do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening.
I'm a unicorn.
We get back to the phones next. They're jammed. 1-800-919-3776. Peter and Don on the K Show on Yes and 98.7. No, Peter and Dave on the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.